Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the final episode of this season of Sexy Unique Podcast. It has been the journey of a lifetime, and I'm so happy that I got to share it with all of you guys. And while I am slightly devastated that season 6 has come to an end, I'm not that devastated because I've been watching all of season 1 and recapping it for my Patreon subscribers. And I got incredible news yesterday, which was my birthday, that I reached 1,000 patrons. So that means I'm going to just continue after season 1 and start recapping season 2, both of which I've never podcasted about before. So this train has left the station and it is on a roll, honey. And I just have to say thank you to all of my patrons on Patreon. You guys have given me the gift of being able to talk nonstop about Vanderpump Rules, and that is truly priceless. If you're a patron, you probably already know what the deal is and you're listening to the recaps of season 1. If you're not a patron of the podcast, now is a great time to get on board. There are 4 episodes about season 1, and there's more to come. New ones are going to be posted every Monday. And if you want to join the Patreon and hear those episodes, you can do so at www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. For as little as $1 per episode, you will have access to the season 1 recaps, soon to be the season 2 recaps. You'll get weekly bonus episodes, and there are plenty of other tiers that you can come in on. I'm currently in the middle of restructuring some of them to better suit my patrons' desires and my own time management. So stay tuned, but I'm going to make them good, I promise. $1 an episode is a pretty good deal to get all this premium content, if I do say so myself. So go to the Patreon, check it out, poke around, www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. This is not goodbye. This is just a hiatus. And for all my patrons, we're keeping the love going on the Patreon. So you have nothing to worry about. So without further ado, I give to you this week's episode of Sup.
This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host,
like I'm feeling you.
Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, you be both win.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of the Sexy Unique Podcast. I am joined by a pump head, genius, actress, icon. It's Molly Tarlov.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
I'm very excited.
I'm so excited. I did not realize, and I guess I have this like a lot, I guess, with guests, especially this past season, but it's like I'm connecting with so many new people that I didn't realize were obsessed with Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
And so I'm really glad that we're having this moment.
Yeah. I think that we all need to realize you're a pump head until proven not a pump head. Mm-hmm. That's how we should just live our lives.
Just accept that everyone worth knowing loves Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, 100%.
Love. Mm-hmm. Wait, when did you start watching the show? Have you watched it from the beginning?
Yeah, I watched from the beginning. I definitely took a sabbatical. Mm-hmm. There was like a period where all of the Bravo shows kind of made me like a little depressed.
Yeah.
I think it was like OC kind of got into a weird funk and I was just like, this is like dark and I gotta go. Mm-hmm. And then I came back in. I think Stassi and I were probably on the same emotional wavelength. And then I, you know, went back and rewatched. And then I've actually been rewatching also.
Yeah.
In conjunction.
Yeah. I've been doing season one episodes.
Yeah.
And so it's feeling like a lot of people are depressed that this season six is over, but for me it feels like it's never ending because I just went immediately into season one and then I'm going to continue into season two, so that'll tide me over, and then my like huge depression wave will hit once season two is done. But then I might just have to go into season three.
Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah, like just keep it going.
Yeah. And then you have all those like random episodes where like Andy talks about how he like can't believe that it turned out the way it did.
Yeah, those, and then like the where did they start their like humble beginnings, or like Vanderpump Rule. There was one where it was like one of the producers had a huge foam board of like all the different hookups and relationships. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot, and there's also all the movies that they've done, like
what
they, so a lot of them like Sandoval and Kristen,
oh yeah,
and like Lala did these like really shitty independently financed films. So they have like a whole treasure trove of those, which could also make for great podcast episodes.
Well, I have something which I'm hoping you don't know about.
What's that?
Did you know that Katie was in He's Just Not That Into You?
No.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. She was just an extra.
Okay.
And it was like kind of at the very beginning of the movie, and she just like was with like a couple other girls and like threw some shade.
Mm-hmm.
But it was thrilling when it came on the screen. I was like,
that's a big breakout moment.
I know.
Cause like aside from that, it's only been Laura Lee who's had her role.
Well, yeah.
But Laura Lee is now in this movie Under the Silver Lake.
She's still at it.
Oh. She's acting, and now she's in this movie, which is like kind of like a thing.
Really?
I mean, it's like an indie, but I think Riley Keough is in it. Mm. Like, it's like a chic indie.
Cool.
So I'm into that for Laura Lee.
I always see her at the dog food store.
She's around.
Oh, she is around.
She's walking around with the dog, just like living, loving.
I actually like became friends with my local fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And she like calls them a lot and like cooks them food.
So she's also just trying to get in and be friends with them as well, or like calls them a lot to like come deal with emergencies.
No, I don't think they're emergencies. They're like, she like is friends. I shouldn't say that, because now that you draw the parallels between us, I'm upset. But no, we were just, they go to eat because, you know, they have like 3-day shifts.
Yeah.
And they go to eat and they go out to eat, and like they were sitting next to us at a table one night.
Okay.
And like we like became
friendly. It's good to be friend. If you live in Southern California, you need to be very like closely connected to your firemen.
Yes.
Because you just never know what can happen.
Yeah.
I like thinking that you and Laura Lee are in competition for like who's the better friend to the firemen.
Yeah.
We'll see when the fires happen.
Oh my God, I know. The earthquake.
The earthquake. Are you prepared for the earthquake?
I don't know. I mean, I just started getting like spring water delivered to the house. Mm-hmm. And the other night I looked at my husband, Alex, and I was like, there's an earthquake coming. I was like, there's going to be an earthquake tonight. And he was like, whoa, what the fuck did you just like looked into my soul? And then there wasn't. So whatever. I'm no psychic, but yeah. He was like, yesterday, he was like, we have like a lot of water if like the earthquake happens. I'm like, oh yeah, we'll be good for like a month. And he's like, a month? Like, I'm not like trying to be in here for a month if there's an earthquake. And I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I like Googled recently, like what now? Like what to do in an earthquake now?
It's all water. So you're good there. And yeah. Then like an emergency kit, like you want to have food and just like a whistle.
A whistle.
Yeah, because if there's no phones and like cell phones aren't working, or say like if you get trapped in something and
someone, I have a landline.
Yeah. I don't know if those are affected, but
I just wanted to drop that in there.
I haven't had a landline in years, so I can't relate. But a whistle, if people are looking for you, you're needing to be found, then you have that to like alert people to like where you are.
Yeah, I just like my only earthquake training growing up, because I'm from New York, was when, you know, Tori and Zach and Mrs. Belding were in the elevator on Saved by the Bell, and there was an earthquake. And
did they get trapped?
Yeah, and Tori had to deliver Mrs. Belding's baby.
Oh my God.
I'm remembering.
This is drama.
I know.
I was not a Saved by the Bell head, but that makes me want to get into it.
You should.
I live for like a earthquake. Like disaster movie,
yeah.
Teen comedy mashup.
Yeah, definitely Saved by the Bell before San Andreas.
Yeah, San Andreas, it failed in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But it also like soothed me in a lot of ways.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it came out on my birthday like a few years ago.
Oh, so
I had to see it.
Yeah.
And I also am a huge fan of The Rock.
Well, who isn't?
Yeah. And so I had to see it for that reason too.
The most amiable movie star on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Rock is what he calls himself.
Really?
On social media.
Oh.
Let's get into this episode.
Okay.
Because it's almost as much of a disaster as an actual earthquake.
I know.
This was like weirdly better than a lot of the episodes this season.
Okay.
Like there was a lot of stuff in that that I was like, why haven't we, like, why did this get left out?
Right, like the risotto ravioli conversation.
Anything with Raquel, like, I want it all.
Anything
she has to say, any, like, sort of facial expressions, like, her deep thoughts and her, like, awkward segues.
Well, I feel like I actually saw her face truly for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea what she looked like. I really didn't.
She's been a bit of a chameleon this season.
Yeah.
She had like some really, like her makeup hasn't been consistent. And then she had like a very weird like Lhasa Apso hairstyle.
Right.
And
but this time it was just down.
Yeah. It was down straight. The lashes were on and she had a lot of questions.
Yeah.
So it starts out, we start out with Lala appreciating all her body parts.
Right.
And saying that some things she can't change, which is why she gets... Why she injects herself.
Yeah. There's a big, like, I know that we're surrounded by, like, a lot of injection culture, but it's confusing to me.
Why?
Because I don't know. I'm just kind of like, what are you injecting? Whatever. I mean, it's, I have a bigger question about Lala's opening.
Mm-hmm.
She has a heart tattooed around her nipple.
Yeah, that was like surprising. I always thought that Lala had a boob job. So, and then when she was like, one of my boobs is bigger than the other, then I was like, well, maybe she doesn't have a boob job.
Has pretty small boobs, right?
Does she?
I don't know.
They look like big.
I know they look big,
but
and
she's
in that
thin.
Dress.
Yeah.
And they're very like, you know, she's like, she said they're not taped down, but like, I'm aware of them and I know how they act.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, one of her boobs were, packages mm-hmm. are here. One of her boobs are bigger than the other, is bigger than the other. And she can't change it So she gets a heart around the nipple, but I'm like, is it around the bigger one or the smaller one?
I feel like it would be around the bigger one, right, to just but, be like, hey, you're fine anyways.
But wouldn't like, that wouldn't bring... she want the bigger one?
Would you want, oh, the wouldn't bigger one the would be better, one? And then you would, I know. Yeah, I don't know. I have questions, and I'm also like, that brings, I guess, more attention to the deficit, like in the difference between the boobs. If one of them is tattooed and the other one is just left
or
alone.
It diverts because you're just like...
It's an optical illusion.
Yeah. Maybe the heart is slimming.
I was like, because I was wondering, maybe she had a boob job like at a young age and then the boobs grew more and then that's when the discrepancy happened.
I mean, I think things can happen with boob jobs. Like your boobs can take... Well, everybody's boobs are...
They're different. And one is always kind of like a little bit bigger than
100%.
The other. Yeah, that was weird. And then she was like, well, she also said she was insecure about her feet, which I was trying to get at her feet, but I didn't see anything like wrong with them. But I related to that because I have insecurities about my feet. Just because they're big.
Oh, no, you didn't. No. Mine are big, too.
Mine are, like, 11s, and, like...
Yeah.
And so that was just always a thing.
Yeah, but it also was, like, you're having... Like, I'm feeling for you, and then you're telling me that, like, one of your boobs is bigger than the other, and that you're insecure about your feet, and now I'm, like,
yeah, and she's, out. Like, one of my ears is bigger than the
other. Oh, my God. What?
She's, like, I hate my body. One of my pinky finger is a little bit longer than...
Yeah, it was psychotic.
Yeah.
And also, like, why didn't she get, like, a heart tattooed around that ear?
Mm-hmm. Maybe she has one behind it.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, they are willy-nilly with their tattoos.
They love, like, a small, weird tattoo.
I mean...
Sheena is, like, surprisingly kind of tatted up, which I...
It's all happening.
It's all happening, but then she has all these tattoos on her fingers, really? Which I hadn't noticed until kind of this episode, and then I was like...
Well, Katie has a cheetah print,
and then, like, a huge lotus, like, kind of zen reddish tattoo. I mean, they don't really make sense altogether.
No.
Like, I don't have any tattoos. I don't know about you, but if I got them, I would want them to be, like, kind of a cohesive... Look.
You know, I feel like they represent different parts of your personality, different times in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The cheetah one is like off the rails, though.
The cheetah one really, yeah, it went too far.
Yeah.
You need to reel it in. Lisa and Lala act out like kind of an awkward scene at Sir, but then it gets interesting when Lala is like explaining how her like finances work. And so she says her mom has been paying her rent for the past year, but her man also gives her rent money.
Yeah.
So then she just stacks cash.
Right.
And I was like, I'm jealous of that.
Right. And also like, is her mom going to watch this and be like, Zoink?
You don't need the rent money anymore. Yeah, that's the thing about allowances is like the moment that your parents get wind of you not needing an allowance is when you get cut off.
I know.
So you have to really like it's a fine line.
Yeah, it was very weird. And then she's like, and then I come to work here because I just love it. Now I have like, to get back to work.
Make that money as though all her extra money is coming from her hostess gig at Sir.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like a little bit not acknowledging that we're on a reality television show.
I know, which like I get. Well, it was surprising to me that that in your last episode, I mean, I feel like a fool because I believe Stassi's party planning.
You believed it?
Yeah.
I'm really glad that you're here because, like, I've been wondering who were the people that believed this storyline, and so I'm glad that you've identified yourself.
I just feel like everybody else, when they talk about shifts and this and that, that's bullshit. But like Stassi, like coming in and being like a party planner, I believe that
she had events to plan.
Yeah,
but like, did you think that the jobs that she was doing were the jobs that an event planner would do, like just lighting candles and like arranging flowers.
Well, if you
like, did you think that she was like planning the event top to bottom, like making sure,
like finding the vendors,
making sure like the step and repeat like get is like printed and like set up, like or yes. just like the
I love that. You should have Stassi plan an event for you to take her business to the next level.
I mean, I now that you mention it, maybe I will. I'm bummed I got married already.
I know. Well, you could have like an anniversary party.
Yeah.
You can. I mean, the thing about Vanderpump Rules is that you can have an event for anything.
I know.
So,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah. There's like an event.
I could just
have
like
an event.
Have a lip sync.
Yeah.
Just like one song.
Mm-hmm. You could have a debut performance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi would be there an hour early.
Yeah. She'd bring unloading, like she could do framed pictures of you, set them up all over the venue of your choosing, and then light some candles, put some flowers and vases, and create a beautiful ambiance.
Okay, but I just don't get what else there is.
Well, like in an event, it's like you have to find a venue and like secure right. that and like deal with all of that, and then if you're renting any sort of supplies, you have to, and
yeah.
like chairs and stuff, you have to like coordinate that. And then like a photographer and then like a DJ. Like there's
yeah,
all
but
sorts
I just
of,
feel like with her, you know, you go to whatever restaurant on Cahuenga and you're like, we want to film here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't think that she's doing like all that nitty gritty detail work.
All right,
and like
fine.
Anything at Sir is like, that takes a lot of the grunt work yeah. out because I'm sure that they just already have like all that shit in
right,
place.
Right.
But I love that.
Yeah.
You're a firm believer.
Look,
in Stassi's.
I'm an innocent, okay? I also like feel like a guy and a girl can like be at by a jacuzzi at like 7 a.m. and not hook up.
And not hook up. Yeah. So you are also think that Kristen and James, nothing happened?
Yeah.
Love that.
Is that so
I go back
weird?
And forth. No, I mean, I go back and forth. I think that they like made out or like something. I think that even if things got like really emotional and they
yeah.
just like laid
yeah.
on each other
and like cried together.
And cried together. I think that we're missing. I like.
But then I'm like, and I love Katie and Schwartz, but then I'm like, well, Schwartz definitely hooked up with someone that night.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
mean,
even think about
that.
Black
out and end up in another resort? Like, how'd you get there? You didn't just, like, walk and, like, be like, this looks cool, I'll go in here. Like, you went with people.
Yeah. That's a really good point. I never even thought about that. I was just like, ugh, he was, like, blackout corpse, like, floating in a pool somewhere. But why did he get to, and, like, how would he have gotten to another resort?
Yeah.
Unless they went down to the beach and then he was so fucked up that he thought he was walking back to the resort they were staying at, but then walked into another one randomly.
And then just sat there and then woke up and came home?
Trying to find his room, and then the staff realized, like, oh, you aren't in this resort, you're in the other one. And like he said that they took him back like in a golf cart. But yeah I mean, it would track for him to have hooked up with someone.
Yeah.
I think there's a secret surrounding what happened that night into morning
yeah.
that Schwartz, Kristen, I like forgot her name for a second.
Oh my
Schwartz,
God.
Schwartz, Kristen, and James are all hiding and like covering for each other.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that like something
Maybe
did
the
happen.
Duplass brothers will make like a docu-series.
Yeah, we need a docu-series about Mexico
yeah.
that's like 8 episodes, 1 hour long each, that mm-hmm. just covers a 6 hour period of time.
Yeah, yeah. And the Easter egg comes just like in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, like way longer devoted to like talking about it than how long it even
yeah.
lasted. Yeah, I would watch.
Yeah.
Jax and Tom go get Botox, and Jax says, they're walking into the Dr. Lakey's office, and Jax is like, all that drinking we do, we got to balance it out.
Yeah.
He goes, if I don't get this, I start to look like a baseball glove, which is
oh,
really dark.
Oh, he said baseball glove.
Yeah.
I rewound it. I couldn't hear what he was saying.
I now started to watch with the subtitles on because I need to like catch everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes they mumble. And so,
yeah.
And then I saw that and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then he came in and he's like, this is nice. This is great.
Yeah.
I'm like, what were you expecting?
The doctor got a new office
because
it's the doctor he saw for like his nose
right,
job
right, right.
who used to have this like medical assistant back in the day that was like, she looked like she'd been like put through a wind tunnel and
yeah.
then just like crazy lip injections, but now he's like way upgraded to like a somewhat normal looking like front desk lady and like his all black office
and like a chic mirror.
Yeah. And then Tom Sandoval says he gets Botox behind his ears so they won't move when he smiles.
A lot of ear talk in this episode, and I'm like, I never thought about my ears this much.
No, and I never, I guess I knew, like, you can get Botox anywhere, but the ear was a twist.
Definitely, or the opposite of a twist, because it just is a frozen...
But, like, how much would it bother you...
That your ears move when you smile? Like, I don't know.
That sounds really, like, it doesn't matter. Or maybe it,
well,
like,
here's
if you're
the thing.
On camera, if you're talking and you're smiling, maybe your ears are moving and you've noticed that. Now it makes me want to go back and, like, watch and see if it's, like, a thing.
I gave up on, like, thinking about Sandoval's, like...
reasons
for anything. For anything, but like mostly like his looks, like it with the bleaching.
Yeah,
like I don't even know. And also the way that he was like, it's funny that like Jax is doing this, as if like you, like Sandoval is like
hasn't been wearing makeup and like bronzer and well, like
and he's
shaving
like
his face,
some supermodel. And it's like, well, Jax doesn't need to do this because what does it matter what he looks like? But of course I
yeah.
Do.
Yeah. I mean, Sandoval's whole act this season has been too on the nose, in my opinion.
What do you mean by that?
Like, he has all, he's always just like delivering lines, kind of, but it's not.
Well, I think there's a real darkness going on with him and Ariana still. I don't
really
buy the bounce back. Like, especially in the end of the part three reunion when they were like, everyone's like, we're going to be together forever. And then it like got to them and they said that and there was like this weird kiss. I was like, when is this going to fall apart? It's going to fall apart.
Yeah. I don't see like, I just don't see it lasting.
Yeah.
Like I just feel like he's not on her level.
Yeah.
And
well,
like,
yeah.
And hopefully she'll realize that eventually and then break up with him. He's just not as smart as she is. Not that she's
well,
like
yeah,
Mensa, but like.
He's never been.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been very confusing to me.
But she, I think, we got to see the season that she has like way low self-esteem.
So it kind of
made sense that it's like, okay, like you're with this guy now who is like obsessed with you, but is also kind of a dum-dum.
Yeah.
And like now I think maybe her self-esteem is like bouncing back and there's issues. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm also very confused by it.
But what's gonna happen, like, because I feel like this season she just like laid back so hard, and then if they break up, what happens? Like, she just like twirls away.
I think that she'd still be on the show.
Yeah.
Like, she's friendly now with all the girls, so, and like she and Kristen hang out and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, so she's made an effort to like, which I think is good strategy, to get in with all of them, because then she would have people to film with still.
Yeah.
And I think it could be interesting for the friend group to see these like breakups happen.
Mm-hmm.
It would be amazing if she and Tom broke up and then Brittany finally dumped Jax.
Oh my God.
And then you would have like girls versus guys. And
like
then,
on Southern Charm.
Mm-hmm. And then like hopefully Katie and Tom would divorce.
No.
You like them together.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think that they're like really, I think that there is a sweetness there, and there is like, they've like, I'm getting emotional. Like,
you want to believe in their love.
I really do. Like, I didn't before, but I feel like, you know, Katie opening up the way that she has this season is really, it's just like really nice to see. And like, I can see the, how like Schwartz, even though he's like cheated on her, which was like a whole separate issue for me, has like kind of taken care of that part of her that we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Yeah.
And I also want her to get like her money because they're married and he's going to be opening this restaurant bar thing.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully that works out.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I get what you're saying. Like, as far as him taking care of that part of her, it's like he definitely has stuck around and waited for her to kind of like come through the darkness and potentially be like back in the light.
Well, I feel like he's always seen the part of Katie that like we're getting to see now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just think it's sweet. Like, I did not think that they were going to like get married.
You thought they weren't going to make it to the wedding.
No. And especially even before that, when she was like begging him to propose to her and he mm-hmm. wasn't doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like, I don't know if it weren't for the show, like if they would even be together still. Because like, obviously it's a good storyline to have that kind of tension in a couple, because it's like, will they or won't they? And yeah. then like getting married provides them both with like a major storyline that can last for an entire season, which means more money because they would potentially be in every single episode like dealing with their wedding bullshit.
Yeah.
So like, but if you take all the show out of it, what is their relationship really? Like, and what you see on camera a lot from him is like him calling her a bitch, or like them getting in fights and him pouring a beer on her and being like, she's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And like not taking her back. So it's like, now I feel like they've figured out a way to like present their relationship on camera after yeah. going through a ton of seasons of like trial and error. And so now I'm just interested to see where it goes, because I think that he has like a big drinking problem.
Yeah.
Like 100%. Considerably, maybe more than other cast members on the show.
I think so, for sure.
And I'm like, will we get to see that next season? Or is that going to be kind of like brushed under the rug and like we'll have like a baby storyline or like whatever the next phase of their yeah. relationship? Like, because the way that they just kind of poo-pooed all the cheating stuff was interesting too.
I know, but it goes along with the whole, with everything in the show, which is just like the men get to do whatever they want.
Yeah. And then the women get like, if they do it, they're like sluts and bitches and yeah. like insane.
Yeah.
But I think that that power dynamic, I hope, is like shifting now yeah. that all the girls are friends. So mm-hmm. yeah. Power to the pussy. Yeah, is Lala would right. say. Jax goes into his Botox appointment. And this is my favorite part of the whole, oh, this is one of my favorite parts of the whole season, probably. Where he's talking to Dr. Lakey and he's like, I have an abnormally large jaw, so I was wondering if there's something I can do to make it a little less. And then the doctor goes, meathead looking.
I know. That's like your worst nightmare, that you go into like an office and they're like, yeah, yeah, we could do this and this.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you want us to take care of your meathead.
Yeah.
And then he says, well, we can do some Botox into your jaw.
Yeah.
And it'll reduce that by 1 to 2 millimeters.
I know. And he's like, all right, I'll try it.
It's not enough.
No.
Millimeters.
No.
That's not going to take care of the meathead.
I know. And also it's like confusing, because it's like, wasn't that the look Jax was going for?
Yeah. Like, I think when it flashed back at one point to when he and Brittany were like renovating their apartment or whatever, like
I
painting.
Can't.
And like his face looked, it was a different shape back then.
Yeah.
And it maybe with his hair not being shaved or whatever, but I was like, his face just got wider over the past like 2 to 3 years. And I think that that's steroids.
Oh, it definitely can be steroids. It's also probably just like bloat.
Yeah.
You know?
But like Botox in your jaw is not gonna like,
I know,
that's not a fix for the meathead.
No, just like stop being a douchebag.
Stop and,
like,
taking steroids, drink yeah. a lot of water, go work out every day, and yeah. eat like a plant-based diet. And then I feel like your meathead will somewhat shrink.
Yeah, I agree. But like, that's harder than just like,
that's a lot harder. But then like, he's just like paying like what, $500 to get,
he's
like
not paying anything.
That. Dr. Lakey, I wonder if like Vanderpump Rules going to him has gotten him a ton of business and he's been able to glow up from his past
100%.
But like, Jax's Botox and stuff isn't good. Like, I don't look at him and I'm like, wow, a plastic surgery success. Let me dial up this phone number and get my own meathead.
Yeah, but it's like scary. You don't know. Like, there, so if you see something like on TV, that's what you're gonna trust.
Yeah, you're like, I gotta call,
look,
this
the
guy.
Office is nice, like the mirror is
like an onyx waiting room.
Yeah,
yeah. Dr. Lakey's kind of hot.
Yeah. I mean, he knows what looks good.
Yeah.
But
he'll tell it like it is.
Yeah. I mean, the amount that they on their social medias have like numbing cream on is extraordinary.
I live for when they go off season, because that's when they start like injecting again. Yeah. And they'll do all these like live videos of them just getting like poked and prodded. And I could watch that all day.
I know.
It's fascinating.
I know. But I can't, like when they did the flashback of the nose job, I can't look at that.
No.
That's not, like, I can't watch Grey's Anatomy because I'm not.
Because it's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, the nose job was a lot for me, but I love, like, any sort of, like, filler getting pushed in and then moved around by, like, a doctor's hands and, like, sculpting a jawline is just, like, really does it for me.
I went to a doctor once to, like, ask about getting something in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually, they said like you could put filler in your jawline.
Mm-hmm. And then they like move it
I didn't do it, but
yeah, but like what they would do is like put it in there and then like sculpt out,
I don't know,
just for like a more pronounced jawline.
No, less pronounced. I guess I was asking for a less pronounced jawline.
Yeah, I wouldn't just like go blindly. Like,
no,
because I would be really curious to like go to a Lakey and be like, what do you think?
Oh, and I've done it like three times, and they're
all. Do they all different, or do they all say the same thing?
All of them have said like you shouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And this one person, I was like, okay, well, if I wanted like this or this, they're like, I mean, you could like do this, but like you really shouldn't do anything. And that's like one of my kind of like, I'm like, well, you know, I've been to like a couple of injection happy doctors and they all said like, no.
Yeah.
But now I'm scared because like, what if I go again and they're like, yeah, like we should do this.
The time has come when they're like ready to pull the trigger.
And that's where like I was triggered thinking about that during the episode last night.
One of these days it's going to happen where someone's like, suggesting something that you're like opening yourself up to that kind of feedback.
I'm off the train. It's been like I haven't gone into one of those places in like 2 years.
I love a consultation though.
Yeah. My god,
I want a Lakey to like rip me apart.
Yeah,
it would be a good thing to do if
I bet he charges for consultations too.
Oh yeah, all the big ones do now. Mm-hmm. Like Dr. Orion, does the Kardashians, where it's like a $500 consultation that then goes towards whatever procedure you get, but his procedures are like $3,000.
And I've heard that like the consultation's like only with the nurse.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
he doesn't have time for like some plebe that comes in there and is like,
"What do you like, think?" Pulling fat from like down people's bodies.
Less meathead looking. I'm obsessed. Jack says Sur is a sexy place and you always want to look good.
That is psychotic. Like, Sur is a sexy place. Like, okay, first of all, the name of the restaurant is psychotic.
Yeah. Sexy Unique Restaurant. So it's because it's Sur Restaurant.
Yeah, Sur Restaurant.
And now they have Sur Rules when you walk in, which is like, it's like a neon sign that in the entryway that says Sur Rules, which is like, what does that mean exactly? Like Sexy Unique Restaurant Rules, which it does, but it also doesn't.
Right. Like, is it Vanderpump Rules?
Or is it? It's Sur Rule. It just like, it feels like they just lazily came up with these like marketing names.
Vanderpump Dogs is not called Vanderpups.
Yeah, it should have been called Vanderpups.
Hello?
Yeah. And then also the name Vanderpump Rules like makes no sense.
Where does it come from? I think maybe it's like Lisa like rules the roost.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going for, but it also is like, that's not what this show is.
I mean,
so it's very confusing.
I know.
She just doesn't know how to name things.
I know. Which
Pump was kind of good.
Yeah, Pump is good. And Villa Blanca and Villa Rosa is.
Yeah, Villa Rosa. Yeah. Is Villa Rosa, was that the same name as her old house too?
I don't know. When did she move?
She moved from, I'm pretty sure she like after Beverly Hills, because she started out living like across the street from Adrian Maloof, but then I think she moved into like a somewhat smaller mansion that became Villa Rosa. But because I'm watching season one now and she's in the old house, but I feel like that was also called Villa Rosa. Yeah, so maybe she just like calls whatever house she's living in is Villa
Rosa. I mean, it is like crazy. I feel like what it is that Lisa has so many things to name that it's just like, you know, when she got that like new dog recently and she was just like, your name is like Ruff Ruff.
Yeah.
Or something, you
she's
know?
Spread way too thin.
Yeah. She's just like, oh, I'll like, whatever. This isn't like that consequential. Like, I'll just name something else tomorrow.
She just doesn't have the creative bandwidth to like go any far beyond like a Vanderpump kind of somewhat of a pun.
Yeah.
And then just like an on the nose dog
but
name.
But it's like not a pun. Like Vanderpump Rules is not a pun.
Yeah.
I mean, is it like a Cider House Rules reference?
Cider House
like,
Rules. Yeah. I have no idea. I've really got just this season started to like really wonder like why.
Yeah.
And what does it mean?
Yeah.
And I get it, what it means, but I also don't.
I mean, Sexy Unique Restaurant. Who did that? It was Guillermo.
It was Guillermo. Yeah. That's like an ESL.
Oh my God. 100%.
And then Lisa came in and was like, okay, like I'll help make this even more sexy and more unique.
Yeah.
And then now she just like contractually forces everyone to talk about how sexy the restaurant is. It's not that sexy.
Jax believes it's sexy.
I believe that like the cast of Vanderpump Rules thinks that it's an incredibly sexy restaurant, but like, you go in, like I was there last week and it's like their menus like are ripped up to shred. Like it's like
their menus are julienned, would you say? Like
sides of them are like raggedy like because it's like the menus that you, I guess you put them in like a sleeve.
Yeah.
But that's then with a side of fabric, but the fabric's all frayed and not intentionally. It's just like, oh, this is like,
it's not a metaphor.
Yeah. You just like, it's just shitty and they're not replacing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some new sexy lighting fixtures in there.
From after the fire?
From post-fire insurance scam.
I know.
All the girls go out because Brittany just brings them together. And they love to get together on Brittany's behalf.
This was so weird to me because I was like, why do we have to... First of all, I get it. Like, Brittany's probably the nicest person on the planet. Mm-hmm. So everybody loves her and that's like wonderful. But it's like, the jig is up. Like, we know you guys like go out together. It's not really like that big of a thing. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was kind of like a reasons why Sheena is here.
Yeah.
Explanation.
Cause she was not at the dinner, or was she?
She was.
She was.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Was she there? I'm thinking now. I guess
It was like
across from Ariana.
Yeah.
And then no, I don't.
She wasn't?
I can't remember now. I feel like she wasn't there. Was Katie there?
They got two Tito's and four tequilas.
It was Brittany, Kristen, Katie, Ariana, Lala, Stassi.
Oh my!
I think.
Oh my God! You're
I don't
right.
think Sheena was there.
She wasn't.
Sheena's on the outs.
I know. Why is she always on the? She's always on the outs.
Sheena just like does not know how to play ball. Like has never known how to like navigate this world.
Yeah.
But I really love her, and like I need her to be on the show because she's such a good like. She's just a good person to watch.
Yeah.
Like I genuinely enjoy watching her
Me
be
too.
Like psychotic.
So do you know about the Cameo app?
Yeah.
Have you watched all of her Cameo app?
I haven't watched all of hers.
Oh, it's really fun because she like plays Good as Gold in the background. And yeah.
So smart. I got a James Cameo. One of the Sexy Unique fans got a James Cameo for me, which made my life. And then I got a Billie Lee Cameo for my best friend on our friendiversary.
Oh.
And Billie Lee kind of phoned it in. I'm not going to lie.
I hate that.
Yeah.
You got to get like a Sonia Morgan.
Yeah. Like I thought that she'd be a little more professional because her Cameo describes her as a performer and entertainer. So I was like, this is great. But then... it was a little underwhelming, but I hope that she just like ups her game in the future.
Well, you think that like the Billy Lee storm is coming.
Yeah, I think the storm, it's like batten down the hatches because it's coming in hot and heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You think that she's just going to be like a nice like side character that gives some lols?
Or yeah.
Like just nothing to write home about?
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be... I mean, like, I didn't find her that aggressive at the reunion. And, like, if she's dating Jeremy, like, okay.
Yeah. I'm just interested.
Yeah.
I have my thoughts. Oh, so the girls...
Oh, the dinner.
The dinner is happening, and everyone takes shots. And then Stassi is saying... She goes... She talks about watching porn. She's like, lesbian porn is my favorite kind of porn to watch. And then Kristen just goes, me too. And it's like, you don't say, Kristen.
Yeah.
I feel like she has like been closeted as like a lesbian or at least a bisexual for this entire series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was the whole Britney
thing. There was the whole Britney thing.
And but then Lala says, like, Britney's my type. Like, Britney's my type, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what's going on here? Like, is this more of this, like, we love Britney. Like, yeah. We love Britney. And like, she's like, if I was like, I think she said swam in the lady pond, which I think she just
she
like,
said she's hooked up with girls.
Yeah.
And it's not her favorite thing.
Right.
But
because,
like
her anxiety needs like a dick in her mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. But she does love Britney's body and she
which
loves
is
her
like,
accent.
I'm like, what about when you were making fun of everyone's body?
Yeah. I think Lala likes boobs, maybe. That's why she's like so into it.
Yeah.
She also said she really would hook up a Stassi if she could tape her mouth shut.
Yeah.
Which I get that.
I mean, I think Stassi's really pretty.
Yeah. And then Britney goes, I still am strictly dickly and that's not going to go away.
I know. Where did she hear that?
I don't know. I think that she's still trying to like make it very clear that like she does not have any sort of like lesbian fantasies for anyone post like the Kristen thing, which I believe that they totally like hooked up.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see like they definitely made out and I don't like. I just think they did.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I didn't think about it because it was like 2 seasons ago.
Mm-hmm. Or the start of last season when Jax was saying that. And then her mom came to town. And I just think like her family's so like Christian conservative that it's like fine if for other people do that. But if she does it, it's like going to be a huge problem.
Yeah.
So it's just like covering up for that.
She
Lala,
got like wrapped up in jazz and alcohol.
Yeah. Lala says, like, said a really weird thing that she does, which she was like, she keeps a water bottle by her bed and then dumps it into her hoo-ha.
Oh my God. I know.
Which I was like, what are you talking about?
I know.
That's not like a thing that people do.
No. And Ariana was the one who was like, I don't think that's healthy. And she's like, it's worked fine for the past 2 years. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Stassi's face also when Lala was saying that was incredible because she was like just like horrified. And I'm really unclear on this because I'm like, I'm pretty sure every woman knows like you don't like that's not a thing. That's never even been like a Cosmo sex tip to like dump a bunch of water on your pussy and then like
and it's never been like a myth where it's like we all like think in sixth grade that's like a cool thing and then
no
it,
that's like never been in the realm of consciousness of sex for me.
No.
Ever.
It might stem from like the bathtub like faucet or whatever the thing that you
the shower head.
Yeah, yeah.
But like that's like water pressure. That's not just like a bottle of Aquafina on the side of the bed.
No.
And I'm like either she does this and it's like a thing, which I or she's like kind of lying or trying to say something.
I feel like she's lying.
I don't know. It was really weird. Like, I've thought about it nonstop since she said that.
I mean,
and
is that just, like, douching? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. I think she's, like, using water as lube. Like, I got the sense that she's using water as lube or, like, personal lubricant.
Okay. And that, and then she masturbates.
I guess. Either way.
So you, because I sort of thought she, like.
Was douching.
Put water, like, up her.
She's, I don't know. She said she keeps it on the bedside table and then dumps it in her hoo-ha. And I was like, that feels like it would be very messy on the bed, yeah. Like get
and
water
everywhere.
What if
you get your like milk and honey bottle by accident?
Yeah. And like also you're going to put something that has touched your mouth repeatedly or someone's mouth and you're going to pour it. Like that just seems very unhygienic. And also it's like, that's not like you could just get lube. And then that's taken care of the situation.
Yeah, or like coconut oil. Like yeah. If we're like not trying yeah. to like...
I'm really unclear.
No, and it never... And they just like left it.
Yeah, they were all just like horrified. And then she doubled down and was like, well, I've been doing this for 2 years and it's
yeah, and
totally
what's the 2 years
chill.
Thing? Like, is that's like a weird timeline to be like, this has been happening in my life for 2 years.
But maybe that's how long she's been with Randall.
Right.
But,
so
like, is
that
a thing he likes to do?
I don't...
Their sex life is, like... I feel like their sex life... They might never have sex, her and Randall.
Do you think there are blowjobs?
There could be blowjobs. Like, he's older. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's 47. So, like, I don't know how like intense his sex drive is, and he might just like to have like a hot, like fun, flirty woman on his arm.
Yeah,
because I'm like, that water thing is like not a that's thing. Not something you do having sex. I don't know. I need listeners to weigh in and like let me know if you use water or like what you thought of that, because I was just like, this is weird.
It was totally weird. And water, it just like doesn't make any sense to me, and it seems like it would cause a lot of like pH balance
yeah.
problems
yeah
in your vagina
and then make your entire bed wet,
right?
Which is not fun then to sleep in.
No,
it's not adding up. I'm calling bullshit on the water.
But it was when she was by herself, right?
I think so, because they were talking about masturbating. So but even then it's like, that's not the answer.
Do you think she uses the water bottle as like a dildo apparatus? I feel like we need to rewatch.
Yeah. Should we fire it up one more time?
Maybe.
Let's fire it up. I'm really confused, and I can't get over this. Okay.
She is there.
Oh, she is there. So Katie's not there.
Mmm.
I think Stassi could be fun if we like duct tape her mouth. I'm not as comfortable as Lala is.
I don't think that's good for you.
And it's the water that'll make it work.
Water dries it out.
Make what worse?
It's just sex.
Okay.
Okay. So she definitely sticks it in.
And then just is like squeak. I'm like so confused.
I don't know. Yeah, make what worse? I don't know. And then when... I think that what she's saying has been working fine for the past 2 years. She just means her vagina.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's like, well, it's been working fine. Like, I haven't had any problems with my vagina.
Yeah. Okay.
But
also, no.
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore.
And what is this dries it out?
I don't know. They're like, that makes it worse. But what is she trying to make better?
I
need way more clarification. I need her to like do an entire social media post like dedicated to clarifying
yeah.
what she does with a water bottle.
This is what's bad about these like messy episodes, is that they're like not what they yeah. needed to concentrate on. And then it's confusing.
Yeah. And I really like, I liked watching all those women talk about sex. Like, I could watch that
yeah.
for an entire hour as
100%.
Well. 100%. Sheena was there.
Yes.
But also was not saying a word.
I know.
No one likes her. Ariana says everyone's overcome a lot of shit and they're all in a really good place, so they should celebrate by taking more shots.
Yeah.
And then they all take more shots. And then Andy asks Sheena about her wedding photos.
Oh my God.
And she says that she shipped one to a fan
yeah.
who agreed to pay the shipping charges. And I need to know if that fan listens to this podcast. And if you do, like, identify yourself.
100%.
Because, like, people were talking about that, like, in the Facebook group and, like, just being like, would she, I wonder if she'd just like give us a wedding photo if we like, or like mm-hmm. sell it to us. And the answer is she would and has. So yeah. I need to know like who it was.
Well, yeah. Cause it's like, why did that one, I'm sure like so many fans asked.
Yeah. And maybe that one was someone that had been in touch with her a long time and she knew it was not like someone who's trying to troll.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. But
I don't think she really like,
I don't know if she cares.
I don't think she can differentiate.
Yeah.
Judging by her cameos, she can't differentiate.
Yeah. What does she say?
She says, like, you're as good as gold.
Love.
Always.
One of her photos went to the Museum of Broken Relationships. Have you been there?
I have. Have you?
I haven't been there, no.
It's closed now in LA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's over.
It's a different museum of something weird.
Okay.
But I guess there's one in New York.
Yeah. Mike Shay then meets up.
You know that Sheena's dating, because there's a lot of Bachelor stuff there, and The Bachelor went there.
Oh.
And she's dating
Robbie,
which yeah. like now we're going to get like a edit of like Robbie instead of Rob.
Well, what's wild is like I went to see you next Tuesday, last Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And
that is wild.
It was wild. And she was there with Robbie. Chad from The Bachelor and like all these kind of
Chad?
Like, yeah. And then all these like kind of Bachelor people.
Bachelor Nation
was like hugely represented at the See You Next Tuesday
wow.
party. Yeah. It was wild. She's like just like cross-pollinating with yeah. other reality show people.
Yeah. I don't love when that happens. Like, I don't like when, like, the Southern Charm girls come and, like, hang out with, like...
No, me neither.
The Vanderpump.
I want my worlds to stay very separate from yeah. each other. And yeah. then it's, like, they're all... I don't know. But, like, I don't think the other Vanderpump people hang out with the other Bachelor people. Like, I feel like they probably think of themselves as being way better than anyone that's yeah. on The Bachelor.
Yeah. And Sheena is, like, okay, this... I'm going to like,
and Sheena's trying
prime
to
prime time.
Yeah, more famous.
Right.
So she thinks like the Bachelor people are more famous than Vanderpump Rules people, which is right. probably true.
It is true.
So it's just like a weird hierarchy.
I know, but it's not going to matter for her.
No, I don't think
she can't just like be on The Bachelor.
No, she can't be on The Bachelor, and like. I don't know what she's going to be like next season. Like if she'll be on the show as much or if she's going to be like focusing on her projects in Vegas or what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you like Sheena? Do you care?
I think maybe last season I thought she was like really pretty to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this season she's like it's a little much for me, but like so... I like her for, I don't hate, I mean, she, this season, I feel like every season she rounds out with just being like a bitter
yeah.
person. And I like feel bad for her. I feel really bad for her. I think that there's like a real darkness and like she needs like, I don't know.
Intensive therapy.
100%. Like she really, I've said 100% way too many times.
She just like, yeah, she really tries something and gives it her all, but it's very misguided and rarely works out in her favor. And then she gets really upset and resentful about it.
Yeah.
But I'm into that cycle for her.
Yeah, like, me too.
And I want her to just like more lean into her resentment and anger and then just like rage out on everyone.
I know. I know. Yeah. I mean, my favorite part of the last episode was her like slurping the pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And there were even shots that like weren't intended for us to see her slurping the pasta that I could still see her slurping the pasta and I couldn't stop looking.
Yeah. The editors were trolling.
Oh my God.
And they're trolling her in this, like all
these
things
too. Oh my God, that Rob.
The whole Rob mashup.
Yeah.
And like this Mike Shay scene that then goes right into that Rob scene. I was like, she came out looking like really bad this season.
I know. I know.
But it's kind of like, whatever. Everyone has had their bad season at this point. So it's kind of like par for the course. And I'm like here for it. But this Mike Shay scene was truly the darkest moment maybe of the entire season.
I know.
Like, bringing him in, not even featured on the show, and then just, like, a throwaway scene to establish
and
that
not
his
giving
life.
Him, like, a blotting paper.
Yeah. And, like, he's very red. And
he's so, like, greasy.
He reveals that he lives with his parents.
But he can still take girls home.
Yeah. And it's just an adjustment period. And he's, like, just pursuing his dreams.
And then Schwartz, like, went hard on, like, saying how obsessed she was with Rob.
Yeah.
Which I felt was, like, very tone deaf, even though he was, like, trying to, like, make Shay feel good.
Schwartz is just, like, a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
He starts off the scene, he's like, I haven't drank at all since Mexico.
I mean, a couple cocktails,
but I haven't gotten drunk.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
And
so
then he's like, well, if you guys are having a beer, then like, yeah, I'll have a beer. Okay,
like, and I love that they're at like a little, like a tapas, like yeah, a place probably that has like good beer. And they're all like Bud Light. Blue Moon.
Shay got a Blue Moon. That's like kind of chic.
Yeah. A little higher.
We don't
up.
Know what Schwartz got. I was waiting to
a
hear.
A Coors probably. Or a Bud Light.
Yeah.
And then Shay said that he realized he was never happy.
Yeah.
And he thought he was, but now he realizes he was never happy. And then we get a throwback to him with the throw pillows.
I know.
Which is one of my favorite moments because you know how, like, he looked, like, miserable when they would film in Sheena's apartment.
Yeah.
And him, like, putting those pillows with, like, the stuffed animal, like, right in the middle was, like, a real moment.
I know. And, like, but he has a point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's, like, put them on and then you just, like, take them off and then you, like, put them on again.
Yeah.
And I was, like,
the sparkly throw pillows.
Oh, my God. Sheena is just...
Sheena's decor is, like... To think that they were married and then lived in that bedroom and went to bed in that bedroom together every night as a married couple in their 30s is crazy to me because it looks like a middle schooler's bedroom.
I mean, all of their apartments, like, I need to talk to somebody. Like, I truly, like, I think it's in their contract that they have to stay in the apartment.
Yeah, I feel like Tom and Ariana said that production, like, wants them to film in there so that they can perpetuate their, like, broke storylines or whatever. But it's also just, like, as a viewer, it's rude now to subject us to these over and over and over.
I mean, the color choices, the, like, greens and the torques.
If you had to live in someone's apartment from Vanderpump Rules, whose apartment would you live in?
Stassi's.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, Stassi's.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, Stassi can be, like, you don't have to have your friend's, like, door... frame
thing. Yeah,
up.
Like, she has like a little more of an aesthetic that I can get down with.
Yeah,
like it's not my favorite by any means, but it's like the least, it's like the least offensive of everyone's, and at least is like trying to be something.
Yeah, my friend went to Kristen and Carter's.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Were they darked out?
I mean, no, they loved it.
They loved it.
Yeah. They were like having the time of their life. He went, and it was Kristen and Carter's apartment, and it was Sandoval and them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, went over there for just a party, or, like, ended up over there?
No, they met at, like, after the Pitch Perfect premiere.
Oh, my God.
And
it was like, come over.
Yeah.
When Kristen invites you over, you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When she invites you anywhere, you go.
You say... Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Where and when?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Did he have fun?
He had the best time.
Oh, my God. Love.
Yeah. And they, like, kind of talk on DM.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Kristen is fun to party with. Like, she can party.
Yeah.
And keeps it, like, she keeps her shit together.
This is what I don't understand about all of them. As soon as I get any alcohol in me, like, my brain... is just like
done
nachos, like I'm food based. How do they do it?
I have no idea.
They're constantly drinking and they're like getting thinner and thinner.
I think that they take a lot of Adderall.
Yeah.
And I think that allows them to drink a lot without getting hungry.
Yeah.
And like like mostly allows them to not black out, even though I think that they still do because they probably just have no food in their stomachs.
Yeah.
And then they just repeat every day. So like all, most of their calories come from alcohol.
Yeah.
At least with Stassi, I think. Cause like, I don't think she works out. And really? She says like on social media, she's like, I just take Adderall and like,
yeah,
I'm not eating. And then when she does eat, she's like, I eat like hot dogs or like pizza or something like that. But I feel like that's like every other day or something.
Okay.
Or maybe like one bite of pizza. It's all amphetamine based.
All right.
That's the only way. That's the only way, because like you cannot drink like that when you get into your 30s and then like maintain any sort of figure unless you're like just so genetically blessed. Like,
right. Which like we know they're not.
Yeah. And I mean, Schwartz is kind of a good example of that because like his body looks like the body of someone that doesn't work out and just drinks all the time.
Right. But is still genetically blessed because like he doesn't like have thin. Like a pot belly. But like, he took his shirt off in this episode and
it was
like,
and it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe put down the Bud Light.
Yeah.
And pick up a barbell of some sort.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Shay says he feels bad for Rob. And then we get the masterful editing sequence of Sheena saying, Rob, 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 over and over. And then Schwartz offers up like advice and he's like, who knows, maybe someday you'll be able to grab a drink together.
Yeah.
Which is like, that would not be like the best. That's not like the best thing that could happen or like come out of them splitting up, you know, like the way, like making peace with each other. Like that's just like a classic alcoholic being like,
yeah,
maybe someday you guys can get wasted together.
Yeah.
And then it'll be fun. True. And everything will be chill again.
True.
And then Shay just goes, probably not.
Yeah. It's so weird because like you, when you like think about divorce, you usually think about like parents who have been divorced and like children and stuff like that, but like it's so bizarre to like see a divorce that happens with like none of that. So it's just like, yeah, we could just like go forever without ever speaking to
you, could be done.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like kind of just like an extended breakup.
Yeah,
but I think she did
break up.
Yeah, she had to like, she had to pay him some money, I think.
Really?
Yeah. And he got to keep like a car or something. The details of their like divorce settlement were published, which I thought was like pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Because then he stole money from her, didn't he? Like he cleaned out one of her bank accounts or something.
I don't know. I mean, it was always so like confusing and
it's sketchy.
Opaque. It was like, I don't even know. It was like when he came home and she was like divorced. It was just like, okay, this is not how like the world works, right?
Yeah. It's kind of weird because like I don't think we'll ever know the truth of what went on in their relationship, like, and what the big issues were, because Sheena's so intense about presenting like everything's fine and great and like,
yeah,
like kind of trying to offset blame or like pin it on his addiction.
Right.
So I would just like love to know like what the real tea is.
Me too.
But it's a TBD.
Hashtag me too.
Hashtag me too. Time's up on not knowing what really went down between Sheena and Shay. So Sheena, Robin, Raquel, and James go out to dinner.
Wait, out to dinner? Like, where were they?
I feel like they were at the Grove. Like,
I mean, like in a private room or something?
I feel like they were at the Grove on top of, like, you know that Italian restaurant?
Yeah.
And that has a top level.
Like a private room up there?
Maybe. I don't, I'm like really curious to know where they were.
I'm also curious to know like where they were for like the last 100 years when like we all knew what ravioli was.
Yeah. Was ravioli and risotto.
I mean,
what's the difference between ravioli and risotto? And then everyone kind of answers.
Well, Rob was silent.
Rob was silent.
I think he was like, you fucking idiots. Like,
Rob looked like he wanted to kill himself in this scene.
And then there's no answer.
James is like, I think it's a grain. Or is it a grain?
He's like, ravioli's a pasta. And risotto's just like, more. It's a grain, right? Like,
and then Sheena's like, I think then it's rice.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I blacked out by then.
She said she thinks it's rice. And then James said that he doesn't know what tortellini is.
Right.
And then I was just like, wow. Like, no one.
You're just going to, like, bring up tortellini?
Yeah. Like, no one has a firm grasp on any sort of Italian cuisine in this group.
It's really crazy.
It's like, crazy.
Tortellini?
And then Rob is sitting there, silent.
Right. What is his motive?
I think is to brag, because he sits there silent. Sheena's like, gives it cheers, and she's like, cheers to where we are today, because I've never been happier. And then,
and Rob's drinking water.
And then Raquel does my favorite transition ever. She goes, that's so good to know, because you moved kind of fast and I don't even know how you guys met. And like, you could tell that a producer was like, in this scene, you're going to talk about like Sheena and Rob's relationship. So like, go for it. And this was her way of like organically getting into it.
And that's the first time I truly saw her face.
Yeah. And she, I need Raquel to like host these real discussions like every episode next season.
Yeah. And actually, like, I know that if you're listening, you can't see this, but your impression, like your mouth, like you have that down.
Thank you. I live for Raquel. And like, I also like that she's just calling it out. She's calling it like she sees it.
Yeah.
And she doesn't realize, like, I think she's kind of like so dumb that she's a person that doesn't realize when she's being rude.
Yeah.
So then she'll just say whatever is like kind of on her mind. And I love when people do that.
Me too.
And like, then I value them in society and think they're an integral part of like our community.
Well, she's kind of like, that's kind of like how Schwartz is, I feel like.
Yeah, he's kind of like that. But he's like more bumbling, where he gives up too much info.
Yeah.
And like, he ends up shooting himself in the foot.
Right.
And Raquel is just like a hard-hitting journalist.
Yeah.
who needs to know the truth.
Truly.
And then Sheena's like, gives a whole Rob backstory and then is weirdly like, I don't want to say I was like in love with someone else when I was married to Shay, but like, and then it pans to Rob and he literally looks like he's like dying on the inside.
Well, and he's like, she was wearing a black dress.
She was wearing a black dress. She's the only person that ever turned me down.
Yeah.
And then he says this thing that was like really telling where he's like, Sheena rejected him. And then internally he was like, I'm going to get her.
Yeah.
And then he did.
Yeah.
She got the show, on her own show.
I know.
And then we get the piece de resistance of this entire episode, which is Sheena going, let's just say Rob and I have a lot of firsts together. And then the producer,
oh my God,
asked, did he take your virginity? And she goes, I mean, not in my vagina. And then laughs demonically.
I mean.
And then it all became clear for me, the entire Rob relationship.
It's just anal?
It's like, well, I think the person that takes your anal virginity can sometimes become more powerful than the person that took your vaginal virginity. Oh.
I think 100%.
Yeah. I relate.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked that Sheena admitted that, but then it made me love her even more.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she's like pretty bummed about it now.
I think she's probably bummed about it now, but I also think that this was like meant to be one last dig at Mike Shay, because I'll bet for their entire relationship,
he wanted to put it in her butt.
Yeah. And she was like, no, no. Yeah. And then as soon as she started dating Rob, she let him put it in there. And now she's letting Shay know.
It's interesting because like, I actually have a theory about anal. And I was talking about this the other day that like anal is a little bit of like a stay together for the kids thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anal is like a last ditch effort sometimes for people in relationships. Like, okay, well, like, let me save this. Like, let's do anal. And then it just like goes to shit. No pun intended.
Yeah. Like, you save it for the end when things are totally falling apart.
Yeah.
I think maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
I could see that in a lot of relationships. But yeah. Sheena and Shay never got to that point.
Right.
Their relationship was so broken that not even anal could fix it.
Well, but also I can see Sheena being like, Rob, I'm so down. Like, I'm your dream girl. Like, watch this. And like, turns around.
I think also it's like Rob is hotter than Shay. And Sheena was probably happy for that upgrade. And so she was just like so wildly turned on and having like crazy sex with Rob that when he's like, let's do anal, she's like, hell yeah.
Well, also I think like Rob's probably had more experience because like Sheena and Shay were together for like a long time, right?
Yeah.
And so
Rob's definitely like been around.
Yeah.
And then he really comes alive when he starts talking about the princess of Brunei, who he dated for three years.
Yeah.
And he's like, on paper, everyone was like, you're so stupid to break up. But like,
yeah, and then and he's like, but I just wasn't ready. And she's like, well, also you said you weren't in love with her, but you loved her,
which is exactly what he said about Sheena.
I know,
the whole thing gets darker. It's like a chocolate and vanilla swirl of darkness.
100%. My God, I have to stop saying that. I'm so annoyed. I'm annoying myself.
That's like the on podcast, like, you start to realize the things that you say over and over.
Yeah.
And you don't even know until you like hear.
Yeah.
I had that with my laugh for a while because I would do a laugh, but then the laugh would trail off and then I'd just be like, and I'd have to like cut that out because I'd just like weirdly low chuckle, like a silent.
And you could see it. On
and
there,
I could see it and I could hear it, me being like, like, and it. And so you live and you learn.
I know.
Wait, okay. So Rob talks about how he dated this princess.
Yeah.
And her dad was the Sultan of Brunei. And isn't he like, he's like a gay hating, like.
Oh, yeah. The Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah. Like that's owning. Like a whole thing.
Yeah.
So Rob loves to brag about that. And he thinks it affords him like a lot of cachet.
I know, but it does.
It does.
When you're sitting next to Sheena.
But like, it's also just, I don't know, the whole thing is weird. Like, Rob, I think, was really on the show to like promote himself and
right, be, like, but like seen. What? And what's gonna happen with the
divorce closet.
Yeah.
I bet the divorce closet just isn't happening.
I bet he does it.
I'll bet he told Sheena when they broke up that like she couldn't do it without him. So yeah. Now the idea is just dead because he said he feels like he has some sort of like ownership or stock in it.
No, and but I bet that he owns
just does
the,
it.
The idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why was he with her in the first place?
And also, like, when he was talking about how it would be, like, divided up, like, how much of the company they would own. And Sheena's just like, yeah, whatever you say.
Yeah.
Your eyes are really blue today.
Oh, my God. That was psychotic.
It's like, Sheena, get a lawyer.
Seriously.
Like, take care of yourself.
I know. You brought a publicist here, but you're not, like, getting a lawyer.
You're like, just going to be like, whatever. You're so cute.
I know.
That's how you get fucked over. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes. You're absolutely right.
Raquel's face during all of this is like she's shell-shocked.
Well, I mean, I can't speak to that because it was the first time I saw her face.
She's like a deer in the headlights.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, she was present for the very first time.
Yeah, she came alive.
Yeah.
And like her reactions tell you everything you need to know. Like she's just like an honest person.
Yeah.
She has a heart of gold.
I know.
But she also, like, let's be real, she's a beard for James, right?
It's really hard for me to say because I don't know, because like how could she be a beard if he is in love with Lala?
I think, I don't know, but he's such like, he is just like such a queen to me.
Yeah.
Like he's in this, he's like talking about Rob. He's like, Rob, like, yeah, he's better than Shay, but like, whatever. Like, and like, then when he's like, he calls, so they're like, James is like on to bigger and better things. And then Sheena's like, literally.
I know. Come on.
It's like, please stop, Sheena.
Seriously. Like
some people, when they talk about sex, it's like fun and funny.
Yeah.
But then some people,
like when you're drunk with your girlfriends,
when you're drunk with your girlfriends talking about pouring a bottle of water into your vagina, it's fun.
Yeah.
But when Sheena does it, it's like nerve grating.
I know.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Also, like we have to give up this thing where we're like, oh, this dick is better than this dick.
Yeah.
Like just grow up.
Yeah. It's like, all those moments are just like a fuck you to Shay.
And I know, which is why we need to know the real story behind the music.
Yeah. We need a documentary.
Gold. Yeah.
Because I guess that's maybe what makes them so uncomfortable. Because it's not like she's trying to be funny. She's trying to like subtweet like her ex-husband.
Yes.
And she thinks that she's being like coy about it. But she's not.
And it's also weird because it's like, you did it. Like, you divorced him.
Yeah.
So, like, we know. We get it.
Yeah.
You don't like him. You don't like his dick.
Him.
Like, you think this person is better. We already know that.
Yeah. But it's also just, like, so many unprocessed feelings and emotions about going through the divorce, which just got glazed over and then immediately into another relationship where she's, like, in love and we're going to be together forever and, like, have kids.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I need a book. I need like a tell-all.
Like a Big Bear House Rules book, but about Sheena and Shay.
Mm-hmm. A dossier, if you will.
If you could being John Malkovich, a cast member, who would it be?
Oh my God. Fuck, that's a really good question. Maybe Stassi, just because I feel like she probably has like the most interesting life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's probably the least dark out of everyone's.
Yeah.
But I would also like to like live in Sheena's shoes for a day just to see like what she sees and like experience her like apartment in Marina Del Rey and like just like figure out what's going on in her head.
Yeah.
As she like navigates her wild, wonderful world.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, like, I definitely, if you said, like, I had to, like, live someone's life for a day, like, it would probably be Stassi, but to just, like, be inside and, like, look around, I would say James.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Or Sheena, I think you're right, but, like, James is, like, the biggest kind of mystery to me.
Yeah. It, actually, okay, so I take it back. If I had to live someone's life for a day, I would choose Lala because it's I want to be, I just like want to be living her life.
Yeah.
And that didn't even occur to me. Like she just didn't enter my brain, but that's the one.
Yeah.
And then the rest is like, I would take anyone's like inner monologue, like just to know what they know.
Yeah.
And that, think of how powerful you would be if you knew everything.
I know.
That every cast member of Vanderpump Rules knows.
It might be too much.
If you could have like if I could have a superpower and then just know everything, like I would, if I had one wish right now, it would be like, I want to know every single thing that the entire cast of Vanderpump Rules knows. And then we would have the truth. We'd have answers. We'd have power.
But I feel like that's what separates them, is that we do know a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think what you think you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
They're not that good at like hiding.
No. And like they act like that off season.
Mm-hmm. It's the same.
Yeah.
It's not like they go into like shot taking beast mode once the cameras are rolling.
Yeah. It's like, not that's like their... the Hills.
No. James is like over Sheena talking about Rob and like all the love being shoved down his throat, and then he goes, he's not Iron Man, he's Rob's Varelta, and like just butchers him, and I was like, he's forever Rob Varelta to me now.
Yeah.
Tom Schwartz defends and covers for Jax. We like get the flashback of that moment, right, where he basically like takes Jax's back, and then Lisa says that Jax has changed.
Yeah.
And I'm not buying that.
I'm not buying it either. Like, I feel like Jax is like pretty like torn up.
Yeah.
But like, no.
He's had like an emotional crisis moment.
Yeah.
For sure. But like, he's the same person.
Yes. I don't think he has changed at all. And I think that, like, you know, whatever. I don't know what Lisa's motivation for saying that is. Obviously, she's going to rehire him.
Yeah.
And I think that she obviously has a relationship with him and feels for him, because I think that it probably was, he went through a really hard time, is going through a really hard time. But he will not. He will dump Brittany again.
Yeah. He'll cheat on her, or something will happen. Like, I don't think that this is meant to last.
And this really pissed me off throughout the season. This whole narrative that Kelsey, the Reiki woman, was like on his dick.
No, she absolutely was not.
Yeah.
She's a fucking professional. She's on Goop, for God's sakes. She has her own whole website and thing going on. And like, if she wanted to expand her clientele and like take an opportunity to be on TV and let people know about her services, like, she's doing what every Reiki master should be doing.
Exactly.
Which is like going to the most fucked up people in the world and trying to like help them with their problems.
And like, for Brittany, it was like, you know, she was just like heart eyes when she would see Jack. I'm like, Jax, I'm like, she's a Reiki master.
Like, yeah, she's like a kind soul.
Yeah.
And like, whenever they're like, all she did was tell him to break up with Brittany, like blah, blah, blah. It's like anyone in their right mind would tell him that.
Yeah.
And all Kelsey's reads were like right on the money.
Yeah.
She's like, you don't want to go to Mexico. Like, you're over this, which was true. Like, he was like, I don't want to do this, but was doing all this shit because Brittany's like, let me give this to you, because she's just like desperately trying to like keep him around.
Oh my God.
And it's like, that, like, Kelsey was like maybe the only moment of clarity that Jax like ever had in his life.
I know. And for them to chalk it up to like Kelsey wanting to fuck him, I was just like, this is like, you guys are creating these problems for yourself.
Yeah. And Jax always turns things really sexual with any woman that I think he interacts with. And so he was doing like just like very kind of like sexualizing, like low-key sexualizing, like eye contact or facial expressions to Kelsey, and like being flirty. Like, that's how he is,
right?
He was like, I love you, to her,
right?
So,
and she's just like,
yeah. And no one really takes him to task for any of his behavior.
No.
And that's what pissed me off too in the reunion, is it's like they kind of go there, but then it's like, oh, we have to tiptoe around the fact that he's like suffered like a big loss, so it's like, we're not really gonna go there. But he never, it's never like, wow, we don't trust this woman or trust her intentions because of the way you behave all the time. And like they don't funnel it into really making him take any accountability.
Not at all.
And so that's what makes me think that he's just going to do it all over again.
He's definitely going to do it all over again. And like, I don't know. They might be together forever. Like I don't doubt that. Mm-hmm. But he's going to do it over and over again. And also, Faith is on another show.
Yeah.
And she's, like, kind of funny.
Is she good?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that she's good TV. And, like, she has aspirations. And, yeah. like, I applaud her for, like, going and getting the paycheck where she can get it.
Yeah.
Do you watch the X on the Beach?
I mean, I watched, like, 4 episodes. And then
Is she in all the episodes? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She starts out. And I was like, oh, my God, Faith.
And, like, she's there.
Yeah. It's not, like, a must-watch, mm-hmm.
But it's, like, a good supplement.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Jax and Schwartz waste everyone's time by pretending to volunteer for Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know. It was, like, some sort of, like, I just hate that shit because it's, like, you know, both of them are, like, hungover and they don't want to be there and they, like, pretend to, like, hammer stuff.
Right, and, like, be so bad at it.
Yeah, and then they, like, just sit on, like, a plank of wood and, like, talk about their problems.
Right, and then...
And it's, like, you were not helpful. So I don't know if this just, like, brings awareness to Habitat for Humanity, but, like, it's not bringing awareness in, like, the right way.
No, and then Jax was like, I need to eat, and Schwartz is like, let's get lunch, and I was like, I want to go there.
Yeah, like, just go to the lunch, like, stop.
Yeah, where'd you guys go? Like, what'd you have? I feel like Jax had, like, a club sandwich.
Yeah, and, like, French fries.
Yeah.
And Schwartz had, like, a beer. Yeah, like, it's, like, and all that was also so Schwartz can, like, point out how well Jax is doing and, like, how different he, like, they're so in cahoots with each other all the time.
Yeah, and it's so funny to, like, come from, like, first season to that. I mean, Sandoval, I obviously they're, like, back. They're good with Kristen now. But, like, Jax fucked Kristen.
Yeah. They had, like, a full-blown sexual relationship that probably went on, like, more times than we know.
Yeah.
And was, like, longer lasting than any of us would think. And, like, but yet everyone's back together. And then Schwartz is just, like, charity, therapy, meditation.
I know.
Wow, you're doing great, man. Like, ugh. And then they, like, kind of talk about, like, the cheating element. And, like, both of them have actively cheated on their girlfriends and are still probably cheating on their girlfriends. And it's, like, they reach the ledge of, like, getting to the bottom of why they cheat, but they never can go there.
So I know.
They kind of, like...
Well, they literally, like, highlighted that. They're, yeah. Like, and, oh, Jax blames everyone else for, like, not asking why. Why did you cheat? Why did you cheat? Instead of just getting mad at him.
Yeah.
Like, someone needs to, like, get to the root of the problem.
Yeah. And it's like, why don't you get to the root of the problem? You seem to be, like, ready to go there. And then Schwartz is like, I know, when all the girls get together, I hate when they say, like, oh, he cheated, fuck him. Like, they don't know, like, it's a different, there's something behind it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys... They, like, almost get it, but then they're like, we're hungry, let's go.
Right.
To
like, yeah, they literally get tired and they're like, ugh.
Well, also, like, Schwartz is like, well, why do you think you do it? And then Jax is like, what are you, my fucking therapist? And
right.
Then it was like, oh. And then it's like, we just got to go to
club
lunch.
Sandwich.
Yeah, club sandwich, French fries. Stassi, Katie, Brittany get IVs.
That was bizarre.
That was like, have you ever gotten one of those?
No.
I've always been curious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's, like, great.
Yeah.
It's just, like, taking a vitamin, but faster.
It's good for hangovers.
Yeah.
But, like, what else?
I know. And, like, and Stassi being like, this is modern luxury. I was like, you don't believe that, Stassi.
You're sitting in Katie's apartment. There's literally trash on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, when they pull out, it's like there's, like, speckles of, like, can't wrappers of food on the floor.
And then what is she eating? She's eating, like, chicken nuggets, but they're, like, super, like...
Healthy chicken nuggets? I don't know. Like, I'm confused by the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, well, you got that for free.
And then that dude has, like, his, like, Louis Vuitton bag with all of his medical supplies in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, bye.
We found out that Brittany is allergic to rabbits, which I thought was really cute.
Well, it must have been tough growing up.
Yeah, on the farm.
Yeah.
Stassi talks about her and Patrick's awful relationship, which is just like,
I mean,
oh my God.
How devastating is it that they that Mexico trip happened off camera?
I know, it's really upsetting.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Like, we never got to see the culmination. Like, I could have watched 10 more episodes just focusing on their breakup and, like, bounce back.
And, like, her taking her Sex and the City honeymoon by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Patrick, the emailing thing?
The emailing thing is so weird, but I know, like, that type of relationship where you just argue all the time and like you no one can kind of let it go is like I've been in a relationship
Me
like
too,
that.
But I haven't been in one where you like you block each other since I was 20.
Block each other. Yeah. That's like a new when you're blocking, it's like you should probably just not talk anymore.
Yeah.
Like you should call it and like it's done.
And you will only communicate through emails.
Yeah. It's like, just like you're trying to constantly like power move someone, but no one has the upper hand because both of you are being psychotic.
Yeah. I'm a little worried though, because like in the same way that Sheena moved on really quickly, like Stassi has moved on really quickly, and I'm like a little scared.
I feel like she and Beau could like end up together.
Me too, but I'm like worried about the processing time, and also you know how she was like, I hope I just like don't fuck this up.
Yeah.
And it was like sad.
I worry about like that relationship being on camera so soon, because I'm like, if I was on a reality show, I don't think I would want anyone I was dating to be on the show with me.
Yeah.
Because it just like puts too much pressure on a relationship, and I wouldn't want people to be able to see that part of my life.
Right. Or the edits where it's like,
or the edits where it's like maybe I look fucking psychotic.
Yeah.
Or like desperate or anything. I just like would not. And I wouldn't want to date someone who would want to be on my reality show.
Or
like
any that would be show.
Yeah, like that would be a big red flag to me.
Yeah.
And I'd always be like curious of if this guy is just dating me so that he can get on my reality show that I'm on.
I mean, Kristen and Katie set her up with him. So.
I know. And they are like, the worst part is they're like, he's like Schwartz.
I know.
Which I was like, that's not a good thing.
I know.
I don't want to be set up with any guy that's remotely like Schwartz.
Right. But out of that crew, like you're going for Schwartz.
It's the lesser.
Yeah.
It's like you either have Sandoval, who's like a blithering idiot, has like the IQ of a beanie baby.
I can't stand of all.
Jax, who is like a serial cheater, will gaslight you and like destroy you from the inside out. Or Schwartz, who's like a raging alcoholic, like commitment phobe.
But like sweet.
Yeah.
Or James.
Or James, who's like a young mini Jax, but like way more unpredictable.
Yeah, he's like, well, I guess Jax is just predictably terrible.
Yeah. But he's also like, he also will just like toy with your emotions.
He's
forever.
I know.
But also it's like, I'd rather be with Jax than Patrick.
Oh, Patrick is disgusting.
Is the worst.
I know.
So it's all just a shit sandwich.
I mean, Patrick is kind of like Jax, but just like a little more
less attractive. Yeah.
Less
attractive, Jesus which Christ. You don't think could be possible, but it is. And then more successful, which is also curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And I lost it. Jax. No, never mind.
We get into James's music, and Jax says that he doesn't listen to it every day, but he appreciates it, and he used to make fun of it because he didn't understand it. And don't we all just make fun of things that we don't understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And then we see James making his tracks and playing them for Sandoval, and Sandoval's not impressed.
No. Well, first, Sandoval's not impressed with himself, and then he's pissed that his trumpet playing sounds sin.
Yeah. And what I realized in this scene is that Sandoval has like a very weird sense of entitlement. like where he's like, why would you have me come in if like, this is what you're gonna do?
Yeah.
But it's like, well, why didn't you learn how to play the fucking trumpet actually good so no one has to like chop it up and make it fucking sound like something?
Well, to be fair, he just like his demage. Is that what it's called?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
His demage is really off since his high school days. So
yeah.
And it's just like, did he pay for that like big old horn?
No, I'm sure he still had it.
Just had. Oh,
they're like pack rats. Like yeah. I feel like what's in Ariana and Tom's apartment is like the weird IKEA stuff that he put up that Kristen was like, he's making an effort in like season one or two.
Thinking of like the relics of their past that is just like lying around, and like that apartment in specific is like will give me like hives.
I know. And thinking about like Ariana just sitting in like the bedroom while like Kristen's like getting the last of her things and like sitting by what she like what I imagine is the air conditioner. I don't know why.
Sitting in the bedroom like on that bed that's like that Tom and Kristen fucked on all the time.
Yeah.
With like the carpeting and then that mirrored closet with smudges all over the mirrors. Mm-hmm. And just being like, once Kristen gets out of here, it's like my house now. And I'm like, change it. It's just like, that apartment has like really bad energy.
I know. It needs to be saged.
Yeah. It needs to be like gutted and then saged.
Yeah, it needs to be gutted.
That whole building needs to be like demolished after they move out. It's like Poltergeist where it was built on like an Indian burial ground.
Yeah.
But it's just like a Kristen and Tom's relationship is an Indian burial ground.
Yes. They were together for so long.
6 years. Too long.
Too long.
Too long to hate each other for like most of that time.
I know. But that's another thing. That's why I'm like, Tom and Ariana not gonna go.
I just feel like it's like Tom's the kind of person that can get in a really long relationship with someone.
Yeah.
And then the moving in together happens maybe pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then it's like harder to break up because you're like so in each other's lives.
Ariana like didn't live anywhere before she lived with Tom.
Yeah. She lived in Silver Lake, which was like, that's wild to think about. She's that not like a WeHo girl at her core.
She didn't seem like it, but now she like totally does.
Yeah. Now she's kind of assimilating a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hold on to that Silver Lake.
No, I mean, she's got the injections to prove that she belongs.
Yeah, she plumped up.
West of La Brea.
But yeah, like Sandoval, like his sense of entitlement, it's like I kind of then put together his entitlement factor with like Tom.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, yeah, you've been a bartender at Sir for 10 years or whatever the fuck. And like, but you're by no means like a mixologist, like restaurateur. You're not like a business person. So like, why should you have any stake? And then I got a sense of his entitlement with the Ariana's cocktail book.
Yeah.
Which is like, that wasn't your idea. That was her idea and something she was going to do. And like, maybe you're the better bartender, but it's just not your idea. So like, don't try and like insinuate yourself into it. And also like, if you were really passionate about cocktails and mixology, you'd be working at like a actual bar that cares about that.
Yeah.
You would not be working at Sir, which is literally just like sugar water and like cranberry juice.
Yeah. But Ariana did want his help on the book.
Yeah.
And he was like shirking his responsibility there to like be there for Tom.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, because like she originally wasn't going to have him in the book, and then he got into the book, and then now it's like their book that they're supposed to do together.
Oh.
But I don't think they've done anything. Like, I feel like they were looking for ghostwriters to like help them out. It's just like a whole, like these people don't do anything.
We're right here.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
$5,000. Yeah. I'll write you a cocktail book in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's like my offer. I'll do it.
You really should.
Yeah. If you're listening, you pay me $5,000 up front and I will deliver a full cocktail book manuscript for you.
Yeah.
1 week later.
Just give like the cocktails.
Yeah, just tell me what the cocktails are, and I'll write like the blurbs.
Not even names.
Yeah,
and you can like, name them.
Yeah, and I'll just do it.
Yeah,
it literally would not take long. I have enough Adderall to just do it in probably 3 days if I really put my mind to it.
Speaking of Lisa naming things, like the pumptini makes no sense.
No.
It doesn't. It's
a pumptini. I don't even know what a pumptini is.
What is it?
I don't know what's in it. I've never known.
Okay. I imagine it's like a Cosmo. Pink.
Yeah, I think it's like a Cosmo. Should we Google it?
Yeah.
Pumptini ingredients.
Jax hates you, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, though, if he knows who I am, like if he would recognize me if we were.
But he hates the podcast.
Yeah, he hates this podcast. He does not associate with it.
That was his
verbiage,
right? He's
not affiliated. He said neither him nor Britt have any affiliation with this podcast. Which is like, fair enough.
Yeah.
They certainly don't have any affiliation. And I don't have affiliation with them.
No.
But so it's good that we're all on the same page of who's affiliated with whom. Okay, here's the ingredients for a pumptini. 3 raspberries. 3/4 of an ounce of simple syrup. 2 ounces Vanderpump vodka or something equally good. 3/4 ounce of Pavan liqueur.
What?
Liqueur made from Muscat grapes and orange blossoms, so it's really important. 3/4 ounce of grapefruit juice, 3/4 ounce of lime juice, lime wedge for garnish. That's like involved.
There's no alcohol in that.
There's no alcohol in that. And also, like, what's up with the 3/4 of an ounce of something? As if anyone's going to measure that.
Well, I mean, pro bartenders.
If you're a mixologist.
Once you get your... Once the contract comes through for
the book deal,
yeah, you're going to have to know your ounces.
You just guesstimate.
I know. No, you have to get the jiggers.
Yeah, and then like pour it all up.
Yeah.
3 raspberries.
Are they muddled or they're just...
You muddle the raspberries in with the simple syrup, then you like pour everything else in and you shake it up.
Look, you're already a pro.
Yeah.
You're a pro-tini.
Pour it into chilled glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And then garnish with a lime wedge.
A lime.
Yeah.
Wow.
The end.
The end or the beginning.
What was Sandoval's drink that he made for the Tom Tom?
It was the spicy mezcal.
It was Gentleman's Regret.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh my God. Those Tom Tom pins.
I need.
And Kyle Chan was on this episode.
Kyle Chan. I'm into Kyle Chan.
Me too.
I think his jewelry's nice.
Me too.
It looks good. I was not even mad at like Katie's engagement ring, really.
No, me
I thought
either.
It was kind of cool.
But she wears her wedding band over her engagement ring, which is not traditionally how it works.
Like what? Like over?
Like the engagement ring goes on top of the wedding band because the wedding band is supposed to be closest to your, so there's a vein in your the ring finger, which goes to your heart, and that's why that's the ring finger.
Okay.
And so the engagement ring is supposed to go on top of the wedding band so that it like secures the wedding band because the wedding band is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the engagement ring has like the jewels,
the goods on it. Yeah. Well, I feel like in Katie's case, the engagement ring was a lot more important.
Yeah.
Than the actual like wedding band. Where were we?
Her dress was very expensive, by the way.
Katie's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was like 15 grand or something. Yeah.
Zuhair Mourad.
I was not impressed by it.
It wasn't the right move for her.
It wasn't the right fit.
No.
And like also the nude was not the right nude.
No.
So it was just kind of like, it just didn't look expensive.
No, I know. And it's so expensive.
But like the... Cast of Vanderpump Rules has like a knack for making expensive things look shitty.
Well, that's what like I have a question about too, like Britney's reunion dress.
Well, all those reunion dresses were like from Revolve and they all cost like I think less than $100.
Really?
Yeah, every single person's reunion. I don't know about Stassi's, but like every other person's was like $48 or like $65. And I'm like, love that you're being thrifty with your finances, but also
well, Revolve like, is they're like giving them.
Yeah. But like you wouldn't yeah. like I feel like you guys have money now.
I know.
And they wear like Louboutins with them. So I'm like
right. Ariana definitely.
Do you buy those and then you just like take a donated dress? Like I'm just confused.
Okay, so Revolve has this thing where like when they have their influencers, they have like a couple of they have like a couple of brands on Revolve that you can choose from when mm-hmm. they give you like your right to choose.
When you become like a Revolve ambassador or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And so those, I guess, are that. But like Britney's was like very confusing to me.
Britney, they just all looked really cheap.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you need to spend like $1,000 on no. a dress for a reunion, but like you could spend like $250 and get like a really cute, well-fitting dress that you're not like, don't see the double-sided tape
yeah.
that's sticking it to your boob.
It looked like Fashion Nova or something.
Yeah. It just like they all looked, it was all really cheap looking.
Yeah. I don't remember anyone's but Britney's now.
Well, Ariana's had the pink one that was kind of like ill-fitting and like bunchy.
Yeah.
It was like a cute in theory. With like cutouts, but then in execution was just like no, not yeah. well made. Lala's was literally just a piece of fabric
well,
tube.
I loved Lala's.
Lala looked so hot.
It was crazy.
It's crazy. But like even her, it's like I love the tight dresses,
yeah.
but she goes to the point where it's too tight.
Yeah.
And then it just looks cheap.
Yeah.
When it could look really expensive and tight and hot.
I know.
And like it just like no one can get it right.
I know.
They don't, they have an inability to be able to get yeah. it right fashion wise.
Yeah.
That's just like innate to some people though.
I know. I mean, Kristen is just like,
honey,
she'll never.
It's like boho Target.
It's like just like the dresses from season one that they had to wear, like the handkerchief dresses.
Yeah. And even those look better than most of the dresses yeah. that they choose to wear now.
I love how Lisa's wearing a headband. Like she and like
and you know Lisa's outfits cost like
oh my god.
Her outfits are probably base level $25,000.
Yes. That shirt
like that shirt is like a $2,000 shirt.
At least.
Yeah. And it still is like kind of not
I know.
It's not great.
I know.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like her aesthetic at least it's like all on oh, brand.
Yeah. Oh, I mean I love Lisa's outfits usually. Mm-hmm. That shirt I was like with the headband I was a little bit
a also, headband is a hard
like that the choker the purple choker she had in the scene with Lala
oh yeah
I loved it
yeah
I was like this is like a dusty purple velvet choker on Lisa Vanderpump.
I like when Lisa goes like has like kind of a Victorian moment mm-hmm. and she's been having a little more like Victorian goth inspired mm-hmm. looks which I can always get down
yeah.
with. But a bejeweled headband is going to be a challenge for me anytime.
Oh my god, when she said this wasn't on Pump but when she put the pearls in her bun on when- Beverly Hills.
Oh, I didn't see that one. That's a lot.
It was cute.
It was cute?
It was so cute.
Okay. I love that for her. Everyone gets their Priv spray tans, which is like just SponCon, because then there was a huge Priv commercial like right
I
after
know,
that.
But Priv is just like, Andy Cohen must own Priv.
Yeah. Like it's everywhere.
And why were they acting like they'd never gotten spray tans before?
I don't know. And then Britney was like, we're just going to take a couple shots first. And
yeah.
then they all just like take yeah. a bunch of shots and then get like spray tanned. I don't know. I think that was just like product placement.
Well, yeah.
That was just so obvious product placement that it wasn't working anymore.
But also I was like, show me Lala's nipple tattoo or yeah. at least like the shadow of it.
Yeah. And they edited, like, they did put a bigger circle, blurry circle over one boob than the other one, which I was like, you're trolling.
Oh, my God. It's like the Disney cartooniers.
Yeah.
That's not what they're called, but just, like, having fun in their bay.
Mm-hmm. One was bigger.
Is that for real?
Yeah. Because I was looking, and then I was like, oh, like, one blur is bigger than the other blur. So maybe, like, she's telling the truth.
Yeah.
but I'm also still confused.
I need them to blur her ears and get like a visual on that.
Mm-hmm. Now I like want to look at her ears and compare them.
Yeah.
I'm desperate to get some feet pics so I can see like what's going on down there.
Yeah.
Tom Sandoval does a photo shoot for Max Magazine, which he says it's almost like a St. Louis GQ.
Amazing.
Yeah. It does a magazine that does not exist. Like it didn't. It was the first issue uh-huh. of Max Magazine.
Okay.
Which I thought he was calling it Mags Magazine at first. And I was like, oh my God, this is truly Vanderpump next level.
It was so crazy to utter the words. It's like a St. Louis GQ is so crazy that you've like been on the show for this long and you like probably read lots of like comments and tweets about you, and to say like it's a St. Louis GQ
mm-hmm.
like GQ is not a state by no. state thing.
No, it's like an international
yeah.
magazine. So Max Magazine featuring Sandoval, who looks like he's modeling in a storage unit.
Yeah.
Like the aluminum walls. And he kind of is killing the photo shoot. I mean, like, he photographs well.
I know. It was actually, like, pretty surprising to me.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing, but it's also, like, I hate you.
Yeah.
Every word that comes out of your mouth is an affront to my sensibilities.
Yeah.
And, like, to get the whole, like, modeling shtick again, like, I get it.
I know. How old is he?
He's 34, 35, maybe.
See, that's the thing. I'm like, you guys are all talking about Jax being old, but like...
You're all old now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're in your late 30s.
Yeah.
Once you've passed 35, it's kind of like you're just in the late 30s.
Yeah.
You're just counting down the days to 40. The end. Sandoval says, I've forgotten more poses than most models will learn in a lifetime.
That was actually pretty genius.
That was kind of genius. But then I thought about it more and I was like, that's not something to brag about because it just proves why you're not a model. Like, and that photo of him on the dock where it was like a flashback and he's like on his back with his legs in the air.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's also not a pose.
I mean, it's what Lala does when she dumps a bottle of water into her vagina.
Yeah. Lala's like, oh, cool. Good to know. Yeah. She's like, maybe I'll do it on a dock next time.
Yeah.
So my
lots
bed
of water.
Doesn't get soaked.
Yeah.
James and Lala fight, and I hate their fights.
I do too. It's the same fight over and over again.
Yeah.
And. Wait, which fight was this?
They fight like at one of his like see you next Tuesday parties.
Oh, but this is, and she's like, how would you feel if I said like Raquel's a skinny bitch? And he like lit up. Like yeah. He was so excited.
He goes, don't talk about Raquel.
Well, right. Right. And she's like, see, even I mentioned her name, but like, what if I said Raquel's a skinny bitch?
A skinny, dumbass bitch.
Right. And he was so excited that she like called her skinny. That's yeah. how I read that.
And then I was like, Raquel is just like, he's always like, I love Raquel, my queen, like, love yeah. of my life. And I'm just like, no, there's something else going on
yeah.
here. How do you don't have such a connection with Lala to the level that they do and then choose to date someone like Raquel and, like, fall yeah. in love with her. Like, I don't know what kind of, what conversations do they have? Like, James and Lala have, like, some sort of connection. And when he's right. talking about the way they kissed...
Oh
I was
my
like,
God.
Oh my God. I got so sad because I was like, that's like what you say about someone you're in love with. Like the people that you like love making yeah. out with the most and like can't stop kissing is like a love thing.
And like for him to be like, if I was the international DJ back then.
And a millionaire, she yeah. would have gone with me.
Yeah.
And like he fully believes that. And that's probably kind of true.
Yeah.
But it's also just another sad layer to their relationship.
But I also think that Lala needs like she needed someone more. I don't know, just like with I think that would have even not have worked because she needs like a more manly presence.
She needs a father figure. Like yeah. she wants to be taken care yeah. of. She wants to have bills paid. And like, I think she likes having like an older man
yeah.
that can like be that rock for her. And James definitely isn't that. I mean, like they would just like, I think, spiral off the face of the planet together if they got together.
That is so bizarre to me that they ever were.
It's not that bizarre to me because I just remember that phase of like him encouraging her music and stuff. And like, I guess, I mean, we know that how meaningful that was for her and her like self-esteem, but it's just like their relationship and their fights make me really sad because I'm just like, these are two people that probably they should be together to some extent, but never will be. And I don't think that they can, I don't see how they can be friends past this because it's like, you're just going to have the same fight over and over.
Yeah. Well, until they both are, well, I guess until Lala and Randall.
Randall, yeah.
Break up.
Yeah.
If they break up.
If they break up. But I could see, I think that they're already married.
I know. What is that?
I think that they, I don't know, that she was listed with his last name on her dad's like funeral program thing. So they could just be secretly married.
Isn't that something that we can like find out?
Probably.
Isn't that public record?
Yeah. I need some detectives to get on the case.
I'll do it.
Okay, cool. James, well, we have like a weird like beach day scene where I'm like, I'm glad that was cut out. Where that was
a hostess at Sir.
You know a hostess at Sir?
Yeah.
A good friend of yours?
My husband is in her wedding coming up.
Wow. So yeah. You're close. You're in now.
Mm-hmm.
Are the rest of the cast like going to be at this wedding?
No.
No. I need to know more.
I know, but it's like she works at Sir.
But she's not on the show.
Mm-mm.
So she's like genuinely just like, I'm going to do this hostess job mm-hmm. and like love my life.
Yeah.
Love that.
I mean, she's a musician.
Okay.
Much like the other hostess.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Well, that's exciting. Touch in Public isn't a bad song. That's like Tom Sandoval's song.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of is catchy.
That montage,
that was really weird. It made me feel really uncomfortable. I'm glad that they left it out of the season.
Yeah,
because I no one needs to see like their producers are always forcing them to like have a group beach day.
Yeah,
as though like that's like their nature people who enjoy that kind of thing. And yeah. I don't think they are, and I don't think they do. So to watch them like pretend to have fun on this day is like, no.
Well, I mean, they were really into the bag.
They're really into the bag and like the sunscreen. And then Tom Sandoval is just like sitting on a rock playing like a tiny guitar. And like the whole thing was just like, I hate every moment of
it. It was like the end of Big Little Lies.
Mm-hmm. It was. Or it reminded me also of like She's All That when they're like all at the beach, like being sporty.
Yeah. I was thinking of Love Don't Cost a Thing with mm-hmm. Christina Milian and Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
But look, both. It stirred up a lot of stuff for us. Clearly.
Yeah, it was not okay with me.
No. And that purse.
The purse where I guess you just turn a bottle upside down in.
I think like Lala's vagina.
Yeah.
Much like Lala's vagina, you dump a bottle.
Do you put the alcohol in the purse or do you
screw
it into like a thing?
I think that there's a like a pouch and you pour the wine into the pouch because it seems like it was more discreet than that because like you can go like get your bag checked.
Yeah. I thought I saw a bottle sticking out of the purse, but then maybe they were just filling up whatever the thing is.
And like for Stassi to say like, now I can drink at the DMV. I'm like, what? You have to go like what?
Like shut up.
That's irresponsible. I draw the line there.
And also it's like, I don't know. She just like says jokes, but her jokes aren't funny.
Yeah.
So, and I just like all a try hard moment.
Yeah. I mean, they're funnier than Sheena's jokes.
They're funnier than Sheena's jokes, definitely. But they're like, it doesn't take much to be funnier than Sheena.
I know.
James besses his own dishes at Sir.
Yeah, that was bizarre too. It was like, okay.
Cool fact.
And then everybody had the same reaction. They were like,
we do that too.
Yeah.
And then Lisa was like, I just never forget the day that I had dinner with James's parents and they asked, can you take this kid on and take care of him?
Yeah.
And she's like, yes. And I'm like, how well do you know these people?
Well, because earlier she was like, I don't really know your parents.
Yeah.
Like, I met them once.
Yeah. But then now she's saying like they basically like gave Lisa like custody. Yeah. And she has been looking out for him.
Yeah.
When I was at See You Next Tuesday last weekend, James was saying that he pays his mom's rent mm-hmm. and pays Raquel's bills. And like he, I think and this was like a theory that I had, but I thought that he like financially had to support his family because of like whatever they went through with their divorce mm-hmm. and stuff. And so then he pretty much just confirmed that.
Yeah. But he said that like over the mic or like personally to you?
He said that personally.
Oh.
Because we were I was talking about something, but then he just came out with that information. He was like, I pay my mom's rent. I'm a millionaire. I pay my mom's rent. I pay my Raquel's bills. And I was like, very interesting.
He's a millionaire.
According to him.
Also, this is the best time to make music because all the rich people are out working.
Mm-hmm.
That was so good.
How, like, what is that logic?
I mean, it's perfect. It's perfectly sound logic. Like, this is a fancy building of which I literally sleep in this chair.
Oh, yeah. And this is because all the rich people in the building. Okay, because I was like, what do any rich people working have to do with his music? But then I guess, yeah.
Because Tom's like, I heard you in the hallway. And he's like, oh, this is the best time to make music because all the rich people are out working to make money to afford to live in this fancy place that I sleep in this chair in.
Yeah. And then I have like a little screened off partition area in a corner.
Yeah. But also like I've actually been neighbors with a real international DJ
mm-hmm.
and he was so quiet.
Yeah.
He was on his headphones.
Yeah.
It was A-Track.
You would want to listen to everything on your headphones so you know yeah. how it sounds.
Yeah.
Like that's the whole key.
I know.
And I know that, and I'm not even a musician.
Me too.
So, interesting.
Little pro tip
little
for
tidbit.
James.
Mm-hmm. James, Lisa thinks James and Lala are both a little fractured, and they need each other more than they realize, which I love, like, the subtlety of her being, like, they're both broken.
Yeah.
And they, like, really deserve each other.
Yeah. Wait, when was it earlier in the season when it was like hurt people, like Jax had just like learned an idiom and yeah. like used it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that.
James, Sandoval and Sinu. Oh, so they all go to the like bouncy place, whatever the fuck that is.
Oh my God.
And it to me looks really dangerous. Like I feel like I would break a limb there. But they split up into their dodgeball teams.
Yeah.
And then Sandoval is like, it's Jax and all the women he's had sex with versus me and all the women Jax hasn't had sex with.
Yeah.
But that he insinuated in that moment that Jax and Sheena have had sex.
I know. I think it was just like that.
He was just forgetting.
No.
Or like not.
He forgot Sheena was there. Like
not
the rest
including
of
her.
Yeah. I think it was just like all of the women that he had had sex with who were there
were on his team. Yeah.
But also they edited in that fake, like, awkward moment, which, like, definitely didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. That was, like, a cutaway.
Yeah.
Like, a B-roll cutaway yeah. that they, like, put in there.
And then Lala's, like, I just, like, having her flashbacks of, like, boys throwing dodgeballs at her face.
Yeah. Her and Stassi's, like, weird hang-ups on dodgeball. I was like, I feel for you, but I also don't relate.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like a fine, it was like a neither here nor there thing for me growing up.
And then we came back to the theory of like boys like pushing girls that they like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but also like that's the point of dodgeball.
Yeah.
Is like to just like.
You flirt.
No, you hit people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it doesn't necessarily mean that like you like them.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just like
they couldn't control their boner. Like, it's
yeah.
like you were in third grade.
I know.
Like, she's like sexualizing children.
I know.
They should have pictured her. She's like 4 years old. And she's like, they couldn't control their boner. So they had to throw their dodgeballs at me.
It was so crazy.
And Stassi's like, I couldn't understand it. So my mom practiced with me late at night.
Late at night. She
like,
stayed
what?
Up late with me.
She
to
stayed
practice.
Up throwing dodgeballs at you late at night. Maybe that is what it is.
Yeah.
And then you would beg her not to go to school. Like, I'm not, I'm like, okay,
There was like a lot of trauma that was like, we're ignoring like real issues here.
Yeah. So much trauma around dodgeball that I did not think could be possible. Yeah. But I guess it very much is.
But you know, like the picked last thing. And
the team choosing was really fun to watch.
Yeah.
I love that Kristen got chosen like first.
Yeah.
She's athletic.
And they like Kristen.
Yeah.
Like everybody likes Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
She's loyal and probably fun to have around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I was surprised that Stassi got picked before Lala. I guess because Jax,
he was like, I don't care. Yeah. And he doesn't like Lala. So I feel like he was like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'll just take Stassi. Yeah. I was surprised that Peter got picked. Like,
I don't even remember Peter being there.
Yeah. He got picked last, like right before it came down to Stassi and Lala.
Actually,
he
was that's the last who one. I would John Malkovich.
Peter.
Yeah.
Just to know.
Yeah.
It would be boring. You'd have to go to work at Sir
but
every
he's
day.
Hooked up with all of them.
Yeah. That's true. Katie, Stassi.
Kristen, right?
I don't think Kristen.
Oh. Whatever.
But still enough.
It's still enough.
Yeah.
And Brittany's backflip.
Brittany's backflip was really good.
Yeah.
Schwartz's backflip, where he literally almost broke his neck, was also really good.
Yeah.
And then we realized that Brittany threw Jax 3 birthday parties right after he cheated on
her.
I
know.
That's like, that makes me sad. Because you know it's just like her trying, like it's that kind of thing where like someone really fucks you over, but then you're
you
like,
you think it's your fault, so you like do everything to like make,
yeah, or you're gonna do something really nice for them, and then they have to do it because they were the bad guy and you're the good guy, so they feel like they have to like be into it even though they're not.
Well, I feel like it's like she felt inadequate, like mm-hmm. his cheating made her feel inadequate, so to redeem herself in the warped brain of a woman who has been like, you know, whatever,
yeah,
like treated like this, she had to be so good to him that he would like realize the error of his ways and like realize how great she was.
Yeah. But 3 is egregious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, do you think that, like, Playa del Carmen, like, he had Carmen tattooed on his arm? No? Am I so psycho? Did I just...
That was for Carmen, like, his ex, right?
I know. So, like, I just feel like saying it over and over again
is, like, triggering for him. Like, he's gonna remember.
Yeah. No?
I like that that's where your head goes. But
is that,
probably
that
he
shows like
it.
A weird thing about me.
Wait, like he would be like, you wouldn't want to go to like anywhere that had like
the name of
a guy that you might have dated in the past.
Okay, like let's say
like if someone like.
No. I'm saying if I was planning a trip for my husband, would I like want him to like take him to like Isle Day, you know,
like Isle Day Alice or something, yeah, like that. Yeah. And then if it was beautiful, and like looked really great, you'd be like, no, I can't because it's the name in there.
Well, I would at least think about it. And then on top of it, have that he like had it tattooed on his arm. Did nobody think about it?
I don't think anyone thought about it.
That is so crazy. Is that not crazy?
I never even put that together as like a thing that would have come up or been a speed bump. But maybe that's why partially he didn't want to go.
I mean, I just know that like if he was being a dick to me in like Playa del Carmen, I'd be like, oh, you look, I'm surprised you don't want to go to Playa del Carmen because you love Carmen so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it would start a whole new fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you would fight about like the tattoo.
If you had a person's name tattooed on you, and then
if I was dating a guy and he had an ex named Carmen, and then we were gonna go on a group trip to Playa del Carmen, I don't think I'd care really. I'd probably make some jokes about it, but yeah. Like I wouldn't really get trolled out by it.
Okay.
But like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I would really.
Okay. Me neither. Like, my husband has my name tattooed on me, on him, right?
Yeah.
And if we got divorced and mm-hmm. he started dating someone, and then, like, let's say, like, he became a totally different person and, like, they went to Coachella and, like,
but, like, so did. If she was like, let's do some Molly.
Yeah. And then, don't you think she'd be like, I mean, I know you've done it a lot in the past. Like, you've done Molly. And he'd be like, oh, no, I've never done Molly. And she'd be like,
she's like, don't lie.
Yeah.
This is bringing up memories for yeah. you. And then he'd be like, what? And then she'd be like, no, Molly.
Yeah.
But then this was reminding me of the season one where the girls got mad at Tom Sandoval for like sleeping with that model years before he and Kristen ever got together.
Yeah.
But like the name association and like freaking out about that is like, yeah. that's somewhere adjacent or parallel to that kind of anger.
Okay. Well, my husband's fictitious future girlfriend is a psycho.
Yeah. And if she fucking offers him Molly, who's gets in trouble for that? He does.
Yeah.
And then she would be like, you can't, she'd be like, you want Molly? Oh no, you can't do it because you've already done, you've OD'd yeah. on Molly.
Well, Molly doesn't want you.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely the one who
you like, and Molly aren't a good match.
Yeah.
We all know.
Yeah.
So you're not going to do any.
Yeah.
Then does she do Molly? And is it weird for her?
No,
she
I think
does
they
it?
Both end up doing it and then it's fine.
Yeah. And then they're like, wow, that was cool. They're on Molly and they're high. And then they're like, that was crazy that we got like weird right. about that.
And
moment.
Then after he's like, that was really fun. And she's like, oh, you love Molly?
Mm-hmm.
You still love Molly?
And then she holds it over him forever.
And then I find out that they did ecstasy and I'm like, haha, I bet they talked about me so much.
Mm-hmm. And maybe he reaches out and he's like, hey, I did some Molly this weekend and it really made me think of you.
Yeah.
You have the same name as that drug.
Right.
And then you would say,
I'd be like, that is so fucking lame. And you know that I always hate when people like associate my name with the drug. And this is why we got divorced.
This is why.
Yeah.
Have fun with the Molly.
I don't even know who you are anymore. And I'd be like, maybe someday we could get a drink together.
And then, or no, he'd be like, maybe someday we can, it'll be cool again. We'll get a drink together.
Yeah.
And then you can go, probably not.
Probably not.
Love.
Yeah.
It's a power move.
Yeah.
Thank you for being my guest today.
Oh my God.
We
what
really
a journey.
Went there.
Yeah.
Tell everyone where they can find you as if they don't know. If they want to get involved.
If you want to get amongst, you can find me on Instagram at Molly Tarlov, which obviously my name is Molly. Twitter.com/Molly Tarlov.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
Love.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you. This is really fun. Thanks for having me. And I'm so glad we got an extra episode of
me
season
too.
Six.
It was the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode of the Sexy Unique Podcast is brought to you by the following premium sponsor, Lori Wheat. Thanks to you, my babe, it is all happening.
Because I know I'm feeling. Because I know.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.